And now, James Gravel.
In previous discussions on the will of God, I observed that the only way to know God's will is to study His Word. However, it is one thing to know God's will, or as the Apostle Paul put it in Ephesians 5:10, to find out what is acceptable to the Lord, and it is another thing entirely to do God's will. When we obey God's Word, that leads us to do God's will. But more often than not, it probably is true to say that God wants to tell us His will more than we want to do His will. So what exactly is involved in actually doing God's will? Or as 1 Peter 4:2 asks, how can we live for the will of God? I would like to offer some suggestions in these programs that I hope will help each of us conform our will to God's will for our lives as revealed in His holy word. Anytime we want to know whether or not our lives are in tune with God's will, we simply need to ask, what does the revealed will of God have to say? No action that is contrary to God's word is ever legitimate for Christians. No appeal to spiritual freedom or external circumstances can make right what is wrong to begin with. Whenever we want to know if a thought or an action is in line with God's will, we simply need to ask, is it scriptural? The Apostle John addressed this when he wrote, do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. Doing the will of God is synonymous with obeying the word of God. Thus, the very first question we must ask is whether our thoughts and actions are Bible-based.